So you are repressed and psychopathic. You're also...
I'm repressed and psychopathic.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bookmarked. I'm your host, Carissa, and as always, I am joined by my best friend, Kira.
Hey.
And this is an extra special episode because we have a brand new guest. Everyone put your hands together for Ian.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us like a little bit about who you are?
Okay, I'm a third year. My name is Ian. I'm a third year student at Laurier. I'm from Toronto. I'm an archaeology major and part of the WLU Archaeology Society. If you go to Laurier, attend our events, please.
Woo!
Woo, snaps!
Snaps for Ian, everybody. Thank you. This is so exciting. I wanted to do this episode since I came up with the idea for Bookmarked as a show. This is really, really exciting for me. And today, for all of you who do not know, we're going to be talking about book number one of the Twisted series.
Twisted Love.
Twisted Love.
Twisted Love. This book was written by Anna Hyung, and it went crazy on Book Talk back in 2020. And I'm going to say right now that if you are looking for a positive review of this book, you are in the wrong place. This is the worst book that I have ever read. It's terrible. I'm this book's biggest hater, and I'm so excited to review it. So... Oh, before we get going, a lot of my script is from a YouTube account called Newly Nova. She did a recap on the story. A lot of the material that I have was from that video when I was doing my research. So shout out to Newly Nova. Your video is so funny. We're going to be trying something a little bit different today. I have Kira and Ian here. So they're going to be playing the parts of Ava and Alex, who are our two main characters. And Ian knows absolutely nothing about this book.
Right.
So he doesn't know any of the storylines. He doesn't know who the characters are. We're going to introduce him to everything as if Ian is the main character. So it's going to be explaining the book to Ian as Ian as YN. So
really fun.
For anyone who does not want this book spoiled, pause here and be so for serious because this book is terrible. You should probably just save your time and listen to the show.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready to get started?
Good. I'm so ready. I'm excited.
So right. Ready.
So I'm going to start by reading off the description of the book.
Oof.
All right.
Oof already.
So we start with a quote. You are the light to my dark sunshine. Without you, I'm lost.
Sorry, continue.
Alex Volkov is a devil blessed with the face of an angel and cursed with a past he can't escape. Driven by a tragedy that has haunted him for most of his life, his ruthless pursuits for success and vengeance leave little room for matters of the heart. But when he's forced to look after his best friend's sister, he starts to feel something in his chest. A crack, a melt, a fire that could end the world as he knew it.
Best friend's sister?
That's you, bro.
That's
you. I'm his best friend's sister?
No,
you're Alex.
I'm Alex.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
He's YN in this book.
Alex is YN.
Yeah.
It's a dual point of view kind of book.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ava Chen is a free spirit trapped by nightmares of a childhood she can't remember.
Lord, give me strength.
Oh my God. But despite her broken past, she's never stopped seeing the beauty in the world, including the heart beneath the icy exterior of a man she shouldn't want. Her brother's best friend, her neighbor, her savior, and her downfall. Theirs is a love that was never supposed to happen. But when it does, it unleashes secrets that could destroy them both and everything they hold dear.
Right.
So we're also neighbors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ian, what do you think this book is about?
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. I'm imagining, because at first I thought it was going to be about the girl. What's her name again?
Ava,
okay.
Doesn't even know my name.
Be,
wow.
That was going to be from Ava's perspective, and it's the like evil on the outside CEO mafia boss.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, but you're the only one I care for. And it's going to be cringe that way. But if he's also one of the main characters, bro, I don't know.
You're in for it. Okay.
Oh,
so I'm going to introduce you guys. Oh, Kira already knows.
Yeah.
So
I wish I didn't.
I'm going to introduce you guys to the important characters in the story, and then we're going to go from there. So we have Alex Volkov. Now, can we stop and say that Volkov means wolf? So his name is Alex Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Did the author just like Google Translate words into Russian?
Yeah. He's not even Russian. He's Ukrainian.
Oh,
like
okay.
Volkov. Volkov is a more Russian last name than Ukrainian.
Interesting. Okay, so So, you are repressed and psychopathic. You're also...
I'm repressed and psychopathic.
She's not even done. Let her finish.
You're also super wealthy.
Oh, let's go. Okay.
Ava, you are a college senior in photography. You're optimistic and trusting.
Right.
And you're a little bit tortured.
Oh.
How old am I?
I love a tragic backstory.
Sorry? How old am I?
I would say probably 24.
Okay.
Wait, do you remember? Or is that a guess?
Do you remember?
He's 27.
I'm 27?
He's 26 and he turns 27.
And you're a college senior?
I'm 22.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, next we have Josh Chen. This is Ava's older brother. This is your best friend. Mm-hmm. He is a doctor. He's either in or graduated from med school. It does not say. Do with that what you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's your best friend.
Okay.
Next we have Jules. She is a fiery redhead with curves.
Oh.
Yeah, that's basically all the fucking book describes her.
That's her whole description?
She's going to be a lawyer, and she is Ava's best friend.
Okay. Yep.
Right.
Next we have Bridget. She is the princess of a small European country.
Brother, no way. What?
This country is called Eldora.
Princess Diaries?
They made up a whole fake country for this?
Yes. And she is another one of Ava's friends.
I have a bunch of those.
You have friends in high places.
You don't have any.
Well, I have your brother. Hello.
Oh, what? You can count on one finger? I can at least count a hand.
Obviously, I'm repressed and psychopathic. I also have a tragic backstory and an icy exterior.
Get a load of this guy, huh?
Okay, next we have Stella. This is another one of Ava's friends.
She has so many fucking friends.
Me three, you one.
Stella is an Instagram influencer and model.
Do with that what you will.
Okay, two more characters.
I don't know what to do with that.
We have Michael Chen. This is Ava and Josh's dad.
Oh.
And then we have Ivan Volkov. This is your uncle.
My uncle?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. So here is what happens in the book. I'm going to be skipping a little bit of filler so that we can get through it.
Yeah.
But here we go.
Ready.
To start, this is stuff that you learn in the very first chapter, and it's a little bit about you. So I'm going to kind of give you a premise on who you are.
Okay.
So your parents were super wealthy, and they left you a sum of money that you quadrupled when you turned 18.
Oh, shit. Yeah. How'd I do it?
You invented a new financial modeling software that made you a millionaire before you could vote.
I'm a tech bro?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You have an IQ of 160.
Brother.
You are the COO of one of the most successful real estate companies in the world.
So I was going to say that my best friend is doing better than me because he's a doctor. Never mind. Fuck that guy.
Take that back.
There was a traumatic event in your childhood and three people were murdered.
What? Okay, there's just some traumatic event.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
I'm not going to tell you what it is because we don't know yet. Okay? They don't tell you.
Right at this point.
They don't tell you yet.
And you have to learn as we go.
You're working with your uncle to avenge your dead parents. Could that be the traumatic event?
Well, I'd...
Maybe.
Who knows? Are you taking guesses?
I don't know. One thing about this author is that there's no foreshadowing in this book whatsoever. They're like, oh, there's an incident. She's also deathly scared of water. Could that be it? I don't know. Ivan, your uncle, adopted you after your parents were murdered.
Shout out Ivan.
And Ivan is the on-paper CEO of your company.
Oh, okay. But I'm the, like...
You're the COO.
I'm the COO.
You're, like, running it from behind the scenes.
Okay.
But since you... Oh, this is the next point. You invented this company. How old? You're 27. How long have you had this company for?
Take a guess. 10 years.
1 month after your 14th birthday.
Oh. Hold on.
Now, your parents were murdered when you were 11.
Have I always been psychopathic?
Yes.
And repressed? Okay.
You've always been smart. You left summer camp early because you were too smart for the other kids.
Oh, I left summer camp early.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay. So let's get into it.
Okay.
You have known Ava for 8 years, but you guys have never had a single full conversation. You've spent every single holiday together for the last 8 years and you do not speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Am I just intimidated by you having friends?
Probably.
I don't know how to talk to you.
Probably. So, we're in chapter one. Ava is stranded in a rainstorm and she calls Josh, her brother. Josh answers mid-fucking a woman. He's having sex. And
he's answering his sister's phone call in the middle of sex.
Yes.
Okay, we're setting the tone, I guess. Yeah.
So Josh answers the phone and Ava asks Josh, hey, can I have a ride? And he's like, oh, like I'm kind of busy. So he sends you instead. So he hangs up on his sister, still having sex, calls you, still having sex, and gets you to pick up
Ava. Is this normal for Josh? Or am I answering the phone with Josh? What the fuck?
Josh is a really, really protective brother.
Yeah.
So it's normal that he answered the call.
He's also kind of a whore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big shocker there.
Whoa.
So now we meet Ava. The first thing we learn about Ava is that there was something called the incident and that had something to do with a large body of water. That's all we learn at this point. You don't know anything.
Okay.
Right. So you pick Ava up and you guys have a little conversation. It's a little hostile. It's not really important at this time.
This is our first real conversation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is your first time you're like together in an enclosed space. Just you two. So Josh... Josh, Ava's brother, who lives next door to Ava, leaves for Central America. They never tell you what country in Central America it is. He's just in Central America.
Central America is a country. Yeah.
Oh,
forget all you know about geography. Central America, that's a country.
Do we know why he leaves?
For something
volunteer
to do
work
with
for
doctors.
Med school. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So since Josh is so protective of Ava, he asks you to move into his house to watch her for 1 year while
for
he
a
leaves.
Year.
Yes.
12 months.
Does Josh know that I'm psychopathic and repressed? Has he figured that out while we've been friends?
Well,
am I aware of this?
Yeah.
I guess if I'm super smart, did I piece it together? I think I'm psychopathic.
You're kind of self-aware.
Okay.
So you agree to move into Josh's house to watch Ava. The first thing you do is install a super high-tech alarm system in Ava's house without telling Ava or her roommate.
I'm so nice.
That's so nice of you. God.
The next thing you do is you run background checks on every single person that Ava has ever interacted with.
Were they bad?
No, just because.
Anything? Are your friends evil?
Ava does have an abusive ex-boyfriend who cheated on her.
Yeah. Am I gonna kill him? Is this how this book goes?
Close, but not really.
We're getting there. You're jumping ahead.
So, first major event in the book, you tell Ava over text that she should be taking self-defense classes. This is a little time jump. Now, Ava, you don't answer your call for 1 hour. Now, Ava hasn't answered for an hour. You're panicked. So you're going to go home and you knock on Ava's door and Ava's not there, but Jules is there, Ava's roommate. So what do you do to figure out where Ava is? You threaten to blacklist Jules from every single law firm in the entire state if she does not tell you where Ava is.
It's kind of freakish of you. Why would you do that?
A little controlling, kind of mean to Jules.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say?
She's ginger. It's okay.
So,
right.
Jules caves, tells you where Ava is.
She caves, does she?
Yeah, she's fucking snitching on me. Oh my God.
So you drive to where Ava is, which is kind of near college campus, and you storm into the house and you know that Ava is upstairs. And you think to yourself, if Ava is having sex right now, it would be better if you stopped it because college guys are the worst. So you're doing her a favor.
So my 27-year-old ass is...
Well, you're 26 right now.
I'm only 26.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But it's fine. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
So Ava was actually doing a boudoir shoot. Remember, she's a photographer. She's helping out a photographer friend. You storm into the shoot, steal the friend's camera, and start deleting the photos. Ava doesn't like that. She's like, if you keep doing that, I'm going to walk out there in my lingerie. You say, no. If you do that... I will ruin your friend's career and blacklist him from every photography firm in the whole state.
Brother.
Why do you keep doing this to people, Ian?
I can just blacklist people like that?
Yeah.
Apparently.
You invented a financial firm. Like,
so basically you're God.
I don't think, is that real?
Yeah, you're God.
You're the man.
The man.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So... Ava's upset, but you end up deleting all of the photos that they just took in this photo shoot. Way to go.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
So.
Well. I'm going to blacklist you.
No.
Some time passes and you're at a gala at Ava's university. Ava is dancing with men at the gala and you're going to go over there to stop that because that can't happen. So you start dancing with Ava instead, and you're trying to get her to leave. And she says, you know nothing about me and that she's an adult. And that's where you tell her that she's wrong. And you actually know every single thing about her. And in detail, you start to list all of her favorite things, her hopes, and her desires.
It's kind of creepy.
For a long period of time.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, before this book, you guys had never spoken.
Did I do a background check on her too? Or am I just like...
You're just observant,
I guess. I'm just
You're just
really
that guy.
Observant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or am I guessing and it's all right?
Can you imagine?
So you decide to let Ava stay at the gala as long as she does not interact with any men.
Sounds reasonable. Yep, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, right. So Ava agrees to these conditions and you're going to leave. But on the way out, you hear Ava threatening someone. So you're going to check on her and her ex-boyfriend has her pinned and is yelling at her.
Pinned
against the wall.
Against the wall?
Yeah.
He's yelling at her.
He's yelling misogynistic stuff at her.
Sorry, it's not funny.
These guys are laughing at misogyny.
Well, I think it's funny. Never mind. I'll go back.
I'm going to backtrack.
He's yelling misogynistic things. What is he yelling?
Misogynistic things.
Well, probably. I should have known.
So she ends up headbutting him to get him
period.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Go, Ava.
Yes.
And then you punch him over and over and over again, even after he's unconscious.
I also tried to drag you off of him and you kept punching.
So
was he not able to defend himself?
He was unconscious.
You're just also like probably the strongest man around.
Yeah.
So
he's coming to terms with his strength right now.
I'm trying to piece together my
Ava,
character.
Ava wants you to call 911 and get an ambulance for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you say that it's
She's
okay.
Trying to call 911 for a man?
God, yeah, that's my fault. My fault.
So you say that it's fine, he's not dead, because you only punched around the vital organs, not on the vital organs.
Around the vital organs.
Yeah.
Sorry. The vital organ, I'm assuming I'm punching him in the face, right?
Yeah, and all around the body, but not on any of the vital organs. You missed all of them.
Yeah.
So he's okay. So you guys end up leaving.
I'm punching him, I'm punching him in the face, and I'm like, you know what? And take this too. And I hit him in the legs, and then I'm like, take this too. And I hit him in the arms. Like, what am I doing?
You're missing his vital organs,
yeah, you're like,
obviously.
You're like punching on the outsides of the heart and the lungs.
The outside
okay,
of the
so
heart.
Okay, so
he's
artist going, ba 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 ba.
Right around him.
Okay, you're picturing it, right?
Yeah.
So now that you've beat her ex-boyfriend unconscious, she now kind of trusts you. So
I'm a trusting person.
So she's going to tell
Very
you
optimistic.
Some stuff about when she was a kid. This is knowledge. This is important, okay?
So I've never heard this before.
You have not heard this. When Ava was a kid, her mom tried to drown her. And then her dad saved her, but her dad has always been pretty cold towards her. She thinks that it's because she's Asian and that...
Let her finish.
Sorry, continue.
What were you saying?
Dude.
And that Asian fathers prefer their sons.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a white dad and he married an Asian woman. And then he was like, wait, my baby's going to be Asian. And then he was mad about that.
He's like, fuck that, actually.
So this like little line of like racial stuff. Never mentioned again. That's the only time they ever talk about race.
Is
really.
The author Asian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say otherwise.
So Ava tells Alex, you, that she's scared of water. So what are you going to do to help her?
What are you gonna do?
Probably dry up all the fucking oceans. Like
way to go. You're gonna teach her how to swim.
Oh, she did not know how to swim.
Why do you think I almost drowned?
So when your mother tried to drown you, did she just like put you in water and couldn't do anything about it?
She was six. So
you were six.
Yeah, and I couldn't swim. She pushed me into a lake off of a dock.
Yeah, that'll do it, I guess.
Yeah, that'll do it.
You're trying to kill your kid and they can't swim.
So
isn't that the way people teach kids how to swim? They just throw them in the pool.
That's how I learned.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have one up on Ava already.
Yeah.
Because that would have killed her.
Yeah, I'm a good swimmer. What
so around this time, we learn that you can't sing and you hate karaoke.
Oh, that's so real.
Yeah. There was a little party and we're
is that
like,
the one
you
thing
sing.
I can't do is
yeah,
sing?
Yeah, sing.
What an incredible character flaw.
All right. So Ava really wants to sleep with you.
Is there any build up to that, or it's just like at one point she's just like
a little bit of tension,
like
here.
Kind of, but like not.
She was really impressed when you beat her boyfriend unconscious.
And I like circled around his vital organ.
That was a turn on for her, I think. She's like, "Oh, you're going around his heart? Yeah, you have mine now."
So you warn Ava that it's really freaky.
Oh my god!
But
wait.
You know what? She's into it. You don't like kissing or eye contact during sex.
Is that the freaky part?
Yes.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Is that because I'm so repressed?
No, it's because you don't like making, well, yes, but also you don't like making connections with people, and eye contact is just too much for you. It's too much commitment.
But the sex is fine.
Yeah, sex is fine. You like that part. It's just the eye contact, and the kissing is like, oh, it's too personal.
So you guys have this cute little monologue where you tell her that if she sleeps with you, if she ever sleeps with another man, you will kill him. Because Ava officially belongs to you.
Oh, belongs.
Yeah, yeah, you're marking your territory. Yeah.
I think the word she uses is that pussy is mine.
Oh,
it is, yeah.
No,
that literally
that's
is.
So
is that
bad.
Right? Yes,
did I get
he
that?
Literally says your pussy is mine now.
You know, I already didn't like being this guy.
what do you really mean he was such a great guy up to this point?
I know, right?
So, just a little thing. You guys sleep together. And you do make a little bit of eye contact, and you do, and you do a little bit of kissing.
Am I just like?
He's going like.
Like side eye the whole time. Like.
So, now I want to preface this before we keep going. All of the next stuff happens in 60 pages.
Oh my god!
How long is the book? Oh,
350 pages, I think.
Yeah, a little under 350 pages.
Okay.
This is all happening in 60 pages. Okay. Ava realizes that it was not her mom that tried to drown her, but it was her dad.
Plot twist.
How the fuck did she not know that? What?
What are you going after my memory loss?
Yes.
Problematic. Hello.
Remember? No childhood memories.
Someone.
But
was...
she has nightmares of her childhood?
Yes.
Question mark. Hello.
So, Ava tells you everything. After having an epiphany, she realizes that her dad both tried to drown her and saved her from drowning. In third grade, she writes an essay about how her dad is her hero because he saved her. And when she goes to show her dad the essay, he smothers her with a pillow and tries to kill her again. Unfortunately, he fails to kill her because...
Unfortunately.
To everyone's dismay, okay? I am alive and well.
You should be dead. Unfortunately, Josh, her brother, shows up. Doesn't see anything, by the way. Doesn't know what's going on, but he wasn't able to kill you. He doesn't try a third time because he thinks it's going to be too risky. But due to Ava's instant trauma, she immediately forgets every single memory she's had in the past.
Is there like a trigger for her to remember it? Or does she just wake up one day and she's like, oh, like that was that
it's
was
because she stayed. She went to visit her dad for Thanksgiving and then she went to stay by the dock at the back of the lake. And then he came out to check on her and he had this like graduatory ring or whatever. And she looked at the ring. She goes, because that's the ring she saw push her into the water. Yeah.
It was a little ring with some carvings.
Yeah.
So now keep in mind.
Did she never notice that ring ever before?
Apparently not.
I guess not.
Hello?
They're not close.
So later on, little time jump here. Ava and Alex send for Ava's dad to meet them. Ava confronts Michael and like the gentleman you are, you leave the room. Michael immediately tries to gaslight Ava and says, hey, you're crazy. That never happened.
That's
and
literally verbatim pretty much what he said.
And that's...
you're crazy. That never happened.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's enough for you. So all the privacy you were giving her with your dad, end it. You come right back in.
Okay, wait. So wait, and I hear it. So what, am I outside just like head against the wall?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You probably have like some superhuman hearing.
I was
too.
Picturing a red Solo cup against the door. Yeah.
So... you come in and join this interrogation. Ava's dad knows he's caught. So what does he do? He slow claps.
Oh, wow.
And then he admits to every single thing that he tried to do to kill Ava over a 4-page monologue.
Yeah.
Everything he tried to do. So I dropped you in a lake.
then I tried to cover your face with a pillow.
Yep.
Pretty much it.
Yep.
That was it.
Yep. He goes, I always hated you, stuff like that. So we find out here.
How did he fuck up the pillow thing?
It's because
Josh showed up
and he was like,
and
well,
he didn't, and Josh didn't see anything. Yeah. What an idiot. How'd he get into med school? I don't know.
Literally. That whole page, I was gooped and gagged in like a bad way.
Gooped
I was like,
and
gooped and gagged.
Gooped and gagged.
Gooped and gagged.
Gooped.
Gooped.
Well, okay.
So we find out here that Michael isn't Ava's real dad.
Bro, what a plot twist.
Right? Josh is the only legitimate son. So that's why Ava's dad hates Ava. So this is what we find out from this monologue. In order to win custody of Josh in his dad and his mom's divorce, he decides to plant a shit ton of drugs at Ava's mom's house. When he gets there, he sees Ava alone by the lake and thinks, I should probably frame Ava's mom for drowning her daughter. So he goes, pushes her in the lake, and then pulls her out and plants the memory in Ava's head that it was Ava's mom who tried to push her in. Okay. Ava's mom, being framed for the murder of her daughter, ends up finding the drugs that the dad planted in the house and overdosing.
Yeah, she killed herself.
Wait. She is in her own house.
Yeah.
Finds drugs that she's never purchased or seen before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, guess I gotta take them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she like a known drug user?
Nope.
So, oh my.
She's just so distraught.
She just sees the drugs in her house and she's like, all right.
Yeah.
So, now's my time.
She's being framed for the murder of her daughter. Like, she's gotta kill herself.
Or attempted murder, yeah.
Oh, okay. So she's being framed and then she randomly finds drugs in her house.
And she's like, now's the
and
time.
And takes them. So,
what a way to go.
Michael is like, well, you caught me. What can you do? Good thing you're a genius. You recorded the whole conversation. Snaps. Everybody Whoa. Snaps. You know what else you did? You brought the entire FBI and they're all waiting outside.
The entire FBI?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did I just.
You know them on a personal level.
Yeah, you're besties.
Yep.
Y'all play Mario Kart together.
That sounds lit.
So,
I'd love to play Mario Kart with FBI.
Michael tells you that none of the evidence that you have is going to hold up in court because he has great lawyers. What are you going to do?
Can I just pay his lawyers to not, like, to work for me?
You reveal that you actually reported Michael for fraud and tax evasion. So he's broke.
Period.
Good job.
The good thing you do in this whole thing.
So he's also evading taxes?
Yeah.
And it was that easy to find out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally stupid people don't cover it that well.
So then he uses his last card and he says, you know what? Josh loves me. He'll never forgive you for this. You know what else you did?
What did I do?
You brought Josh. He's right outside.
And he bursts in.
Josh bursts in.
This is like a pranked episode.
He comes in and he beats the shit out of his dad right in front of the whole FBI.
Does he avoid the vital organs?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Probably goes right for the vital organs.
The FBI does nothing, too, about the fact that somebody's getting beat up on the ground right now.
The FBI is probably pulling out their phones like, ooh.
Fight. So now, at this time, we figure out why Alex is all tortured. Are you ready?
Are you set?
This is your story, dude.
I need to prepare. Okay.
Okay. So you come home early from camp.
Okay. Wait. Oh, this is back. I'm not going to summer camp again at 26.
No.
This is flashback.
Well, you're 27 now.
Oh, I'm 27. Okay. Yeah. We skipped over my birthday? Nobody cared about my birthday?
No.
Okay.
Didn't matter. Fuck your birthday.
So you come home early from camp, and then people break into your house and murder your whole family. You see it all happen. You're hiding in a closet. They don't kill your cat, though.
Because that's a step too far.
That's pretty base.
They kill your little sister, though.
Oh.
Not the cat.
Yeah, she said that was the third person, your parents and your little sister. They're all dead.
How old is my sister?
She's 11, so she's 9.
Damn.
That's so.
But not the cat.
Not the cat, though. Stubbles.
So Stubbles. Now that was like a little flashback. We're out of the flashback now. So you're having a little talk with your uncle. And you find out that he's been stalking your work habits. And
Ivan, what the hell?
Right? So you decide rightfully that you're going to search his entire house.
Duh.
Okay. I'm assuming these characters are probably supposed to be like very attractive, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
except for Ivan, he makes a point to call Ivan ugly as fuck.
Oh, Ivan's chopped.
He's chopped as that. He's chunk. He's chopped and unk.
Well, oh, he is.
Yeah. Like, well, he's unk uncle.
He is unk.
He's chunk.
Yeah. So. Okay. So, oh you start by jamming all of the cameras in the house because you pull out a little camera jammer out of your pocket that you walk around with at all times.
You got off the black market, by the way.
Yep.
Did somebody say junk?
Hi, Dominic.
What the hell's going on here?
Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, right. Sorry. Oh. Yeah, we need to know our place. Yeah, it's everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Are you talking about how his entire family got murdered?
Yeah, we're learning a lot about his backstory right now. Like, a lot. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, do continue.
Wait, so my family gets murdered at 11.
Yep.
3 years later, I'm like, you know what I got to do? I got to make a finance firm.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And then I do it at 14.
Yeah.
And then what do I do by 18? I quadruple my family's wealth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're like a millionaire.
So where did we leave off?
He brought in the whole FBI and Josh beat our dad up. Like jumped him in front of the FBI and they all pulled their phones like, ooh.
Ooh,
yeah.
Fight. Okay. I remember. All right. We just found out why you're all tortured.
Oh,
too,
right.
Because your parents were murdered.
In front of you. I've known this though.
You've known this.
Yeah.
You watched your parents get murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you,
I didn't forget it.
You did not block out all your memories like Ava.
No, because it's not an eidetic memory, but you have like, what does that word mean? Eidetic means you remember like everything.
Oh.
But in photographic memory means you can see something and remember everything about that picture, but you have like an in-between. So you remember every single conversation you've ever had and everything that you've ever seen you can explicitly remember as if you're still living it.
And that's just something my character has?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you close your eyes and you're like playing a video in your mind in perfect clarity.
Yeah.
Only 60 people in the world have this and you're one of them.
Yeah.
Does he have like a personality though? Or is he just
he's scary and threatening.
Yeah.
And he has a heart of ice.
Yeah. Well, a heart of gold encased in ice.
There you go.
Oh, dude, this guy sucks so bad.
You're like the Grinch.
Huh?
Self-love. That's you.
Yeah.
Never mind, guys.
You're like the Grinch. Your heart grew three sizes that day.
So, remember, you are jamming all the cameras in your uncle's house because you're going to search his house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, while you're searching his library, you realize that the outlets are strange.
These outlets are weird.
The outlets are closer than 6 feet apart, which you know is against the U.S. national electrical law. So you open it up and you find something.
I'm a fucking nerd. I know the U.S. electrical law book like by heart.
Yeah, you have a memory.
Remember your IQ is 160.
Yeah.
IQ's not real, bro.
So we don't know what you find yet, but you found something in those outlets.
Wires? Like.
We don't know.
Actually, psych, one chapter later, we find out exactly what is in there. So we find out one chapter later that the person who put the hit on your family was Michael Chen, Ava's dad.
No way. Dude, I'm going to beat up your dad too.
You're going to go to jail and beat him up.
Me and my best friend, what's his name? Josh?
Josh. Yeah.
Me and Josh are going to beat up your dad together.
But literally 5 seconds later, like low-key the exact same page, we say psych again. It wasn't Michael Chen. It was actually your uncle Ivan.
Dude, Ivan did that shit. Oh my God.
Whiplash.
Why did I think it was Michael?
Now, I want you guys to keep in mind that we are still in the same 60 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when I was like, everything's in 60? This is still
so
the same.
So did I like leave the FBI play date we had?
You left there and now you're with
and
your
I
uncle.
Just went straight to Ivan's
yeah.
house.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what you do, you know that Ivan was the one who killed your parents, so you officially dethrone him from the company.
Oh, I dethrone him.
Yeah.
You usurp the crap out of him. Now, Ivan shows up to your house, and you know what? He's a little bit mad that you usurped him. Just a bit, you know? But Ava was there to talk about your relationship because you guys have been having problems.
Yeah, because you're being distant and weird and freaky-like.
Can you get on that, please?
What?
Can you fix this?
Yeah. I'm a psychopath, bro.
Be nicer to your girl.
Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, you know, it's like it doesn't even care. Like,
there's no emotion on that face.
God, this is why we're having issues.
At least I could remember my traumatic past.
Holy. Whoa. Low blow right to the vital organ, huh?
So, since. around the vital organs.
Right at my heart. Right, at, not even around it, just right in there.
So, since Ava is there, Ivan can't directly say that, like, this has all happened. So he starts talking in code. And you know what he says? He says that he has cameras in the library.
You didn't turn the cameras off.
So you conveniently knew about every single camera in the house except the library
one. I thought I had a camera jammer.
Yeah, but you
didn't jam the library once. You didn't know it was there.
You didn't know.
Idiot.
Idiot.
This guy
sucks. Idiot.
Everyone look at the freak.
Everyone look at the freak.
So you guys, you know, share a cup of tea and you catch up for a bit.
No, and me and Ivan.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get revenge on whoever killed my parents, and I find the guy that killed my parents. And I'm like, do you want to get tea?
Yeah. And I want to talk about there. It. I'm also
and
there.
Ava's also there.
And my girlfriend that I'm having problems with is also there talking to my uncle that killed my parents and my 9-year-old sister.
Yeah. Yeah. Not your cat, though.
Not my cat. Is my cat still around?
No, well, it's been like 10 years. Yeah, that bitch is dead as hell.
So 2 weeks pass with absolutely nothing.
You need a break. I've been through enough.
After 2 weeks, you get summoned to Uncle Ivan's. So
I get summoned?
Yeah. Yeah. Sends a little text.
You know, like jury duty?
Hey, buddy, can you show up, please? I just got called in for jury duty. This is totally unrelated. So Ivan...
You're in court and Carissa's on the jury. Oh,
you're going to jail.
So cooked.
You're going to jail.
Okay.
Moving on.
So Ivan says that you need to give him the company back in full and wire him $50 million or he's going to kill the hostages.
Who are the hostages?
Ava and Miss Princess Bridget of Aldora.
We're gooped and gagged, literally. So gagged and bound.
So this, what's her name? Bridget, Princess of Aldora?
Yep. Yes.
Like, has she been relevant at all until
she
now?
Just happened to be with me when they kidnapped me.
And she's a princess.
And she's a princess, yeah.
So like high value.
Yeah.
So high value woman.
What is the best thing to do right now in this moment?
Shoot Ivan in the face.
You're going to give a villain monologue.
Oh my God.
You tell Ivan.
Dude, I'm so lame. I'm so lame.
Let you cook.
You tell Ivan that you don't give a shit about Ava.
Keep in mind, I'm in the room, by the way.
Oh,
you're right there.
Wait, so he's like, we're all killed the hostages, and the hostages are also right there?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it's Ivan, Desk, you, me, and Bridget, and then this guy that's holding a gun
to our heads. There's like a little like man.
Oh, there's another guy.
He's referred to as Camo.
Yeah.
He's wearing Camo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Creative, yeah. Okay.
What a stellar author.
Yeah.
So... You reveal that you purposely roomed with Josh in college and that you gained his trust so you'd be invited over for the holidays. Then you bugged the house, went through all the files, and was slowly ruining Michael's company over the last 8 years.
Because for the past 8 years, that's who you thought killed your parents. So you've been playing the long game.
Oh, so I've been thinking Michael killed my parents.
Yeah, because that's what Ivan told you.
Oh, okay, wait. And then what did I find in the outlets?
We're getting there.
So, you reveal that Josh leaving for Central America, super, super terrible for your plan because you didn't have an in to the house anymore. So, you were the one that suggested moving into his house to look after Ava. So, you were trying to make Ava fall in love with you, and Ava's just sitting there hearing this whole
thing. I've been trying to make Ava fall in love with me, and
you're flirting
I'm
with
so
her.
I'm so fucking bad at it. What the hell?
Beating up her ex-boyfriend. It worked.
Yeah.
You gained her trust.
We're having problems, and I just said I don't care. Wait, so I immediately go from saying I don't care about her to saying, oh, I've been trying to make her fall in love with me for 8 years.
Yes, but on purpose because, you know, you're just using her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So now your Uncle Ivan is going to give his own villain monologue. Now keep in mind, still in the 60 pages.
Dude.
It's not the same chapter, I think.
Ivan framed Michael because they were business rivals, and Ivan killed Alex's family because he was in love with Alex's mom. What was in the outlets? Love letters.
Oh, so I'm assuming Ivan's my dad's brother.
Yeah.
Not my mom.
Yeah, that
brother.
Would be a good assumption.
So
I mean, unless.
Unless, secret plot twist.
So you agree to give Ivan the whole company. You say, I'll wire you the money and I'll give you the company, or I'll save your life. How is Ivan in danger right now?
Because I paid Camo?
No. Because 2 weeks ago, you put slow-moving deadly poison in his tea.
When he came over to your house.
And there's no antidote except for one secret vial that you have stashed away.
Stay with us now, okay?
Okay.
So, this raises a huge question in the story. Why did you need to give a villain monologue flaming Ava if you had this kind of leverage in the first place? Why couldn't you just open with, hey, I poisoned you, you're gonna die, instead of saying, I hate that bitch and I never loved you?
Yeah.
For flavor.
Yeah, I just,
what the fuck?
Well, you know what? If we were having problems in our relationship and you're telling me to be honest.
So get a load of this guy, huh?
Now, I'm going to do the next part fast.
Never even liked you.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do the next part fast because we're running out of time.
Oh.
But three things happen at once. Ava throws herself at Camo. Bridget's new bodyguard tackles Camo and whips out a gun. And you whip out a gun while you're sending a text at the same time, not looking at your phone. You're doing that shit one-handed.
Oh, with your left hand, probably. I can text in one hand. Yeah, how impressive. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're going like this. You're going like this. Holster, ready?
So the girls leave. You immediately shoot your uncle seven times.
Seven times?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now what are you going to do with Camo?
Ava didn't take care of him?
No, I'm frail.
Damn, you really suck.
Yeah, I'm gentle and
you
frail and I
swim.
Can't do anything.
So what do you do?
Shoot him too?
No, you're going to skin him alive.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
I forgot
doesn't Camo also have a gun?
Not anymore.
Also, where did Bridget get her new bodyguard? He just appears?
He was a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, he was following her, but they snuck out at night, and then he found out she was missing in the morning, and then through a tracker in Bridget's phone, tracked her to this house.
And he just shows up randomly?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Very conveniently.
And that's your 60 pages.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Now we're going to do the next part really, really, really fast, okay? So Ava's like, do you love me? And you say, I told you not to romanticize me. Consider this a lesson.
Yeah.
Wait, so after I've been saying, oh, I never liked you, I've been playing you this whole time, you're like, do you love me?
Yeah. I came up to you with a police blanket over my shoulder saying, do you love me? And you're like, nah, bitch.
So,
no, I don't.
Not with that blanket over you.
You paid all the police and all the paramedics to cover up the scene. You also burned down the house. You also paid people to cover up the arson. Now, little time jump. Ava moves to London to deal with her trauma and get her life back together.
Does she learn? Oh, wait, I taught her how to swim.
Yeah.
Okay, sick. Mm-hmm.
So the Princess Bridget of Eldora shows up, convinces you that you love Ava, so you have to get on a plane to fly after her.
Keep in mind, this is 5 months since the arson situation. You guys haven't spoken since then.
We haven't spoken. And apparently, I've never liked you at all, even.
Yeah.
So, a year later, you show up and you immediately apologize to her and say that you love her. And she says, fuck you. You reveal that you've been having her followed this whole time. And she gets mad. And you say, don't worry, I'm calling off your stalker because I'm going to take his place.
Oh, 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 this guy's...
So
oh.
Ava threatens to file a restraining order, but you know everybody in the British government, so she can't. Now, there's nothing that she can do. She says that she'll find another man, and you say that if another man touches her, she will slaughter them. Or you will slaughter them, sorry.
You're killing everybody.
You're going to kill anyone that touches Ava. So now, Ava lives. She has two options. She can A, take you back, or B, can't be with anyone else ever again because you'll kill them.
This is just straight up like coercion and harassment.
So is it really?
For the next year, you spend all of your time following Ava around.
The next year?
A full calendar.
I'm just following her around?
Yes. You're there when she wakes up. You walk her home
Whoa.
From class. Like, you're everywhere.
And you bring me my favorite scone every morning.
Blueberry.
And they say chivalry's dead. Huh?
And a drink too. Not just you don't let me go thirsty either. You bring me a
it's
drink.
It's a chai,
too.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah. So okay, now it's the end of the fellowship, and Ava is at an art show, and she is trying to get people to buy her work to recognize her as a serious photographer. So what do? You buy her entire collection so that no actual real buyers can appreciate her art.
Oh, how loving and sweet.
Yep. Now, she's still not really having you, to be honest. She's not loving it. So
she hasn't been liking that I'm stalking her for a year?
No.
No, I'm not really into
it.
You
guys are friends. I mean, you built her a coffee table at one point, but she's still not into you.
Yeah.
So you need to do a grand gesture to get her back. What do you do?
Oh, my God. This guy stinks,
What's
bro.
Your big grand
What's
gesture?
What's your big grand gesture?
Do I stop stalking her?
No, that's not even an option. Think again.
Ready? you walk out onto the stage and sing her a song.
In front of the whole art gallery?
No way. And I'm bad at singing, right?
Turns out you're the voice of an angel. That wins her back. She's in love with you. You guys make up completely. And then you go and have sex in an apple orchard.
Yeah. No, we're skipping ahead. We're skipping ahead first. We Ava and Alex have sex in the art gallery because Alex told all the employees to go home so that we could have sex in the art gallery. And the paintings are falling off the walls. And then,
because I haven't read this book in a while,
there's a time skip where we go to the apple orchard because I convinced you to go. This is like the bonus chapter or whatever. And then oh my God, Ava and Alex have sex on the dirt when I'm on all four, like Ava's on all fours. So I'm getting dirt all over my nice dress. And then you're just like, yeah, I didn't want to go apple picking, so this is your punishment. Like, hello? Yeah. This is fresh. I read this morning.
This is a series.
Yes.
There's more?
Yeah. So book two is about Princess Bridget from Eldora. Mm-hmm. Book three is about our fiery redhead lawyer Jules. And book four is about Stella, our Instagram model.
There's four.
Yeah.
Four.
Is this self-published?
No.
People publish this.
This is a New York Times best-selling author.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't everyone and their mother?
Yeah. Okay. We have 8 minutes, guys.
Oh, shit.
We're going to open chat. Kira, you just finished the book this morning. What have you got?
If I have to read Juicy Folds one more time.
Juicy Folds? What are we talking about?
I want you to really think about it. And he's like, and if I have to read Alex saying your juices, I will kill myself.
There's... Someone's out there. Okay, keep in mind. So
Hold on, can I look?
Yeah. He only calls her sunshine when but when they're having sex, he only uses my gorgeous slut and my beautiful whore. There is a scene. Now, this is in one of the, one of the reviews that I was reading. There's a scene where he rips off her underwear and puts it in her mouth. For the whole
part. Oh my God.
Part.
And then when he's done, he shoves it in his pocket for later.
For later?
And then makes her
what
go.
Does for later?
And
mean?
Then makes her go commando in a festival, like a carnival. So she's in a dress, commando, in a windy day. It's windy.
And you're saying a woman wrote this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. A woman wrote this.
People need to stop writing books. We've had enough. Have you, the book talk section at Indigo, that's
insane. One of the things that you said at the beginning of the show too was that if he was ugly, like none of this would be okay. First of all, I think a man stalking you around for an entire year and says if you date anyone else, I'll kill them. Is that supposed to turn you on
or
like,
what?
I feel like even if like if it's Chris Evans doing that shit, it's like, yeah, kill him. Hang him. Like what?
Oh my God,
wait. It's weird.
Wait,
go ahead.
Can I read you the scene that Josh comes in and beats up his dad?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Josh will never forgive you for this. Michael's eyes burned. He worships me. What do you think he'll believe? Me, his father, or you, Alex, a punk he met a few years ago? In this case, father, Josh walks in, his face darker than I'd ever seen it. I think I'll believe the punk. He slammed his fist into Michael's face and all hell broke loose.
Riveting. Holy.
Wawa weewa.
Oh my God. I have a couple of quotes. These are things that you say, okay?
No, I say.
Yep.
Okay.
Nothing turned me off more than desperation, which reeked stronger than their perfume.
This is Alex talking about women.
I feel like there's a lot of... Okay.
Besides, everyone knew I was the power behind the throne anyways.
Aren't I the COO?
It's your company. You're just like, you were too young to be the official like name on paper.
Okay, but COO is also a name that's definitely on paper. That's,
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know, man. Okay.
Does nobody know how shit works ever?
No. Nope.
Author, people that write books don't know shit. We need to stop writing books. Somebody published this.
Yeah.
It's popular too.
It's popular.
It's got like 3.71 stars, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, my roommate is the biggest fan of this book. Like,
ew,
biggest
oh my
fan.
God.
She likes the book.
She's obsessed with
Wait,
it.
Wait, who is?
Evanly.
Oh boy, Evanly. Let's do better.
I try and tell her. She doesn't listen.
She likes it. That's, well, and you know.
Ew, sorry, rereading something. Glistening juices. And.
So the author really likes juices,
and
I guess.
Slick folds.
Oh God, slick folds.
Yep. Oh, God. Yep.
Okay. What do you think? What do you think of the book? Any last thoughts?
I really think people need to stop writing. And I don't...
Stop publishing books.
Stop publishing books.
Do you kind of appreciate what you did as a character to get back with Ava?
Well, I'm liking less and less that it's me.
That think, you are the...
I don't like that it's that I'm YN. Doing this. I'm...
Yeah.
Why is he the YN, bro? He sucks so bad.
I have another snippet.
Go for it.
It turned... This is in the midst of a sex scene, okay? It turned out my sweet, innocent lamb was actually a dirty little slut in disguise and had never been happier to be wrong.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, my God.
This is contributing to the literacy crisis.
This is young adult, too. I think most of the people...
This is young adult.
I think literacy most crisis. Of the people who are reading this are probably 13.
Yeah.
That's...
Which is insane.
I think that's why people coming into schools are having a hard time. Because when they have to write 5 sentences and they're complaining, it's because this is the peak of their literature.
Oh, my God. And then there's a point where Ava struts into his house to watch a movie. This is near the beginning.
Oh, I didn't include this in the monologue.
Yeah, but she comes in to watch a movie because there's Operation Let Him Feel Emotions. So they tried to make him feel jealousy, disgust, anger, sadness, and happiness because they're like, oh, he's an emotion.
Did they just rip that from Inside Out, bro?
Anyway, she goes over to his house to try to make him feel sadness. So she puts on some sad movies like Marley and Me and A Walk to Remember or something. And then after the first movie, he like something happens. And then he like drags her on top of him. So she's like straddling his thigh. And then he always says she has a dripping heart. So he's like, I can feel you dripping all over me. And she's like, what? And he's like, your heart, what did you think I mean?
This is also where we get the quote, don't try and humanize me. I'm not a tortured hero from one of your romantic fantasies.
Dude, this book sucks so bad. How do people, oh my God.
People like it.
People like it. Evanly likes it. Next conversation with Evanly's gonna be great.
Anyways, that is kind of the end of our show. It went by pretty quick. Guys, no one's talking. Come on.
Time
guys, I'm sorry. Wow. I found the scene. That's why I'm not talking. I'm just like, wow. How? Because he's like, it doesn't mean I can protect you from yourself and your bleeding heart or something. And then blah, blah, blah. And then she like gets all like flustered and whatever. And I'm like, and then he says like, oh, I need to put it, like something about putting a DVD in. But instead he just says, put it in. And she's like, put like this is internal monologue. She's like, put it in. Oh my God, the DVD. Because she has a dirty little mind.
Slut.
Like, oh my God.
Okay. We do need to sign off though. Okay. Thank you guys so much for everybody who tuned in today. We will see you guys next week with another episode with me and Key. Thank you for joining us today, Ian. This is Ian's first time on the radio, guys.
Memorable.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Good experience.
Well, I think the race that book. That horrid thing, that's not a good experience. You guys had to read that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry for
you. I finished that this morning. I read the last half this morning.
You like it?
No! I was struggling because the 60 pages of nonsense is what I had this morning. So.
Is that the last 60 pages?
It's pretty much the last
close.
60 pages.
Yeah. And then you have the whole stalking thing.
Yeah.
How much of the book is just sex scenes?
Honestly, not as much as I was expecting.
No,
not as much as I thought.
The next one has a lot. But we do gotta go, guys.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you all next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.